Welcome in to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast for our Sunday series. This is being released on November 5th, 2023. I'm Thomas Miller. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to do a little something different here in this episode. We're going to let the words of others speak. I've pulled 10 quotes that I found from various people, and they are inspiring, and I thought that we would just bask in what other people who have been successful before us have said. I have 10 quotes of those, and then 7 quotes from the Tao Te Ching. And what I thought I would do is just start some music right off the bat here, and we'll get settled into a meditative state about our highest timeline. Isn't that the coolest phrase? I just love that. It's an instant mental image that we are living our best. And you know who defines that? It's you. What is your best? And some of this is about stretching your best. But let's just settle in, and I'll put some space in between each of these quotes so that you can think about and meditate on each one. Rather than hearing them string together, you can separate them and, I love that one. Let's do an om together, and I'd like to just say thank you for listening and for being an A-team player in today's world. Let's begin with everyone's favorite, Rumi. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in one drop. This is an anonymous quote. God is working for you tonight. Heaven is holding conversations about you. Angels have been assigned to you. Be at peace. Here's a quote from the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. Thank you. This is from Norman Vincent Peale. Have great hopes and dare to go all out for them. Have great dreams and dare to live them. Have tremendous expectations and believe in them. I have learned that people will forget what you said, they'll forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Love the light because it shows me the way. Yet I endure the darkness, for it shows me the stars. Og Mandino. Years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. Mark Twain. Here's a quote from James Allen, As a Man Thinketh. You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. Henry Ford. We're here for a reason. I believe a bit of that reason is to throw little torches out to lead people through the darkness. Anonymous. Now, seven verses from the Tao Te Ching, from chapter 22. If you want to be reborn, let yourself die. If you want to be given everything, give everything up. The master gives herself up to whatever the moment brings. She has nothing left to hold on to. No illusions in mind, no resistances in her body. She doesn't think about her actions. They flow from the core of her being. She holds nothing back from life. Therefore, she is ready for death, as a man is ready for sleep after a good day's work, from chapter 50. This is from chapter 64. Therefore, the master takes action by letting things take their course. He remains as calm at the end as in the beginning. He has nothing, thus he has nothing to lose. What he desires is non-desire. What he learns is to unlearn. He simply reminds people of who they have always been. He cares about nothing but the Tao. Thus, he can care for all things. from chapter 1. Free from desire, you realize the mystery. Caught in desire, you see only the manifestations. Chapter 10. Can you step back from your own mind and thus understand all things? One of my very favorites, chapter 20. Stop thinking and end your problems. And in closing, from chapter 67, I have just three things to teach: simplicity, patience, and compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. Simple in actions and in thoughts, you return to the source of being. Patient with both friends and enemies, you accord with the way things are. Compassionate toward yourself, you reconcile all beings in the world. I leave you this week with simplicity, patience, compassion, and of course, with love. Enjoy the journey. Thank you. The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.